Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking. And I'm here with Jeanette Joy Fisher at the National Speakers Association Martini Shake-Off Party. We just met each other. Hi, Jeanette. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ian. Thank you for interviewing me. This is exciting.
Well, you're very welcome. Now, you came up to me and were immediately introduced as somebody who's got, what, over 100 websites and is number one on MSN search for the name Jeanette. What's going on here?
Well, I wrote about 500 articles and press releases, and I do have 100 websites. And at first I was doing keyword research and for flipping houses, so I was number one for flipping houses for a few years. But then when flipping houses became not so important any longer, I just decided to brand myself. And now if you Google just Jeanette, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E, I come up number 4 or 5, and on MSN, I'm number one.
Well, congratulations. So is it exclusively an online business? Do you speak? And also, when did you first get into the web? It sounds like you were in from the very beginning.
No, I've only been doing this for 4 years. I used to teach design psychology at the university level. I wrote textbooks and encyclopedia articles. I'm published by Macmillan in January. I've been in Cosmo and Wall Street Journal, and I started writing books about design psychology, and then from there I've gone into book design using my design psychology, and now I do the book race, and that's thebookrace.com.
Wow, so you've got the design psychology, the other stuff you mentioned, and then the real estate. Are those multiple streams of income or multiple areas of interest?
That's right. I have multiple books on different topics and multiple businesses, and my partner now in the book race is Mark McKenna Little, and we help authors get their books out of their mind and into print format in 3 days.
Okay, so for many of the people who are listening to this, they won't have written many books, they won't have maybe even a single web or podcast or blog. What's a single piece of information or advice you'd give to somebody just starting out who wants to maybe emulate a little bit of what you do?
I would recommend getting a website with their name and putting a blog on the website. I do Bamboo Women Blog, and I have a lot of fun with blogging, and I've made friends with other bloggers. And for instance, I just did a bit about Verizon because I got upset with their non-customer service. So I said, Verizon, I'm so upset with your non-customer service, I'm reporting you to Joel Comm. It was joelcomm.com. And he does a lot on that, and he has a blog. And then I'm on Twitter and Facebook, and so we do conference calls with the Facebook team.
So you conference call on Facebook. I didn't know we could do that.
Well, that's brand new, and I'm helping develop that with Alex Saunders.
That's fantastic. Well, so the social networking thing is just a big part of your life, then?
Yes, I'm trying to become the social networking queen, and I'm writing a book about social marketing right now. That'll be one of my next 3-day books.
Well, that's great. Thanks for talking.
Thank you very much.